From the last news reports that I have read, there is still no appointment of consultants to look at the extent of damage within the old Assembly and National Assembly chambers. This is after the 2nd of January fire that gutted large parts of Parliament, especially inside the National Assembly. The National Assembly was only built and completed in, I think, 1988. It was supposed to house what was then the tricameral Parliament. Plenty of history, plenty of significance, presidents former, and in a current dispensation, speaking from that yellow oak podium inside the National Assembly. It's completely gutted, and there was reports of the original architect of that parliamentary building saying that it would cost something like R1 billion to repair. Of course, a building designed in a different time, particularly internally. But how do we rethink that? And how do we make, if there is a decision to repair it at all, we don't even know. There is a report that I saw that from the South African Heritage Council that if there are plans to rebuild, it will take something like 5 years. But what would a redesigned National Assembly and part of the old Assembly look like with its old colonial apartheid history, but also reflecting a new society? Chris Snelling is a heritage consultant who's been working in the field of heritage since 1996. He's been involved in many projects and specializes in the built environment and how that reflects our society and culture. Chris, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Lester. Hopefully you can hear me. And
I can hear you.
Hi to all of the listeners. Great. Yeah, I've got a Zoom screen going on.
It's something we've got to get used to over the last 2 years. So when we talk about, let's start up what did, for example, an old National Assembly represent in terms of how it looks and it feels. Very grandiose, those benches. I have sat in those benches before. I can understand why so many politicians fall asleep. They are very, very comfortable, but very, very grandiose. Maybe not representative of a South Africa of now. How would you describe the interior? I'm sure you've been in and you've seen pictures of what particularly the National Assembly looks like. Before January 2nd, and what they were looking at designing in 1988?
I think it was 1983 when it was Johannes Mehring and Van der Lek who designed that building. You know, Lester, as you're talking about the grandiose and the colonial and all of that, I think, you know, in some ways, the National Assembly building and Parliament is actually reflective of our country as a whole, and that a new dispensation has inherited a colonial or apartheid structures, and yet those structures are still there. And what's happening in the country now? You know, the country's burning. So you know, there's argument to be made that even though things have changed, so much is still the same. Mm. Now, you know, insofar as the National Assembly building, I mean, I suppose we're entering the realm of speculation over here, in that, you know, one of the first discussions that has to be held, and we know it's been going on for a very long time, is Parliament still going to be, you know, still going to be in Cape Town? Does it move, If Parliament is still here, that's one thing.
Yeah,
if they decide to move all of that to Pretoria, then we've got a whole other discussion about what happens with the building. The other thing, as you rightly said, I think we're into the realm of speculation here, in that there hasn't been, not that as far as I've seen, a report on what the structural damage to the building is. And I can only go from experience when I was still member of Council of Heritage Western Cape. And at the time, there was first the Knysna fires, and then, of course, the tragic Wuppertal fire. And one of the things that immediately stood out was that the older structures that withstood the fire, whereas the new construction, you know, the add-ons and all of that, which was the brick and, you know, the brick and mortar, those were the elements that were really damaged by the fire. Now in the case of the National Assembly building, and here again, I'm just going on, you know, listening to the new, from what I can recall, the news, you know, from a couple of days after, is that people couldn't even get into that building. It was that hot. Now, there's a lot of concrete in there. You know, we know that you've been in the building, and you've got the whole gantries and everything, all of which is concrete. Now, people think, oh yeah, but great, concrete is fire resistant. It's not, however, heat resistant. And you know, buildings are designed with a fire rating, and you're going to need to probably get an engineer who specializes in fire damage. But buildings are built to resist fire for a certain amount of time in order, you know, to get people out. I would not be surprised at all, given the amount of heat there, that all of the reinforcing, you know, within a lot of that concrete has actually deflected now. And it would not surprise me in the slightest if someone was to come around and say, sorry, we have to condemn the building. But we don't know. As I say, it's speculation. Yeah. So, for the point of this discussion, let's assume Parliament is going to remain in Cape Town. And let's also assume that the exterior of the building is still largely intact. Why would we want to reconstruct that building, which is also sort of set out like the other? Well, I think the Senate building changed to a more circular form, but a very colonial Westminster, you know, Westminster type,
where you've got left and right, left of the aisle and right of the aisle,
exactly, and floor crossing and all of that, And I think I heard you yesterday on the radio. You were talking about we're going to be looking at how the electorate works. Are we still going to go with a proportional representational system, or do we go with the other one? And that immediately starts bringing to mind, how does that space get used? Do we continue with the same confrontational stuff that we see in sona after sona? Or is there opportunity to actually reimagine how the inside of that building gets used?
The material that is used, we often use in our construction, and we denote significance of a building or place of what material is used. It is expensive marble. It is indigenous yellow wood. It is granite that was hewed, you know, using significant, you know, spoons, for example, because it's so expensive. So that denotes significance and importance of a state building. Do we need that?
Yep.
Do we need the yellow woods? Do we need the marbles and the granites? I would argue no, because it's the people, it's the representatives of us that make it significant, and not what a building is made of.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think you used the word grandiosity, you know, which is what that's what happens. It's the grandiosity, it's that sense of occasion and all of that, and you know, how many saunas have you seen? You know, people rock up on the grand red carpet and do their fashion parades and all of that. It doesn't talk about the people. You know, quite frankly, look, I'm going to be a little bit facetious here, but there's a lot of the functioning that happens with those occasions that could happen in a tent, for example. I mean, it's just a loose one.
You're right.
And in fact, given some of the saunas that we've seen, they could actually order a tent from Boswell Wilkie Circus, and it would still provide the same function of posing and posturing. I would like to see something that is just far more basic. Let's forget our grandiosity, forget the posturing, and actually create something where it's almost like putting meaning back into the word People's Parliament.
You're very right. Chris Snelling is a heritage expert, and I'm really, really hoping that a report is tabled soon, knowing exactly what the damage is, how much it's going to cost, and maybe make that decision. Does Parliament stay in Cape Town? Does it move elsewhere? If we rebuild it, how do we rebuild it, and at what cost? Chris Snelling, really, really appreciated. Heritage consultant, thank you so much for joining us.